Please note, this podcast contains profanity. I can't help but cuss, knowing the fucking FCC can't do a fucking thing about it. Hello, and welcome to episode number 20 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I'm your hostess, the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477, and Taekwondo Green Belt. This show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. Or send me a private message on the Boogie Boys Basement forum located at boogieboysbasement.com/forum. I was supposed to do this yesterday, but I've had to help my husband who threw out his back a couple of days ago, and I kicked a little bit too enthusiastically earlier last week doing Taekwondo, so one of my muscles has been bothering me. So it's been a little hectic here, which is why I didn't get the podcast out yesterday the way I really wanted it to. This is supposed to be I'm pining away because I can't be at the devotional, and I missed Jerry Caselli for like the second year in a row doing all sorts of cool songs, but hey, you know, that's just how life is. I'm trying a very crude pop filter, thanks to a suggestion on the Boogie Boys Basement forum by Crocodile. I know the audio quality of my voice could be a lot better, but this is a relatively low-tech production. I'm using a clip-on stereo microphone plugged into a USB device that plugs into my pre-Intel Mac Mini. So we'll see if this filter helps. It kind of looks like it is, but I won't find out for sure until I actually start editing. Thanks to all who complimented me on the last episode. I generally get very little feedback, and I think number 19 is the most well-received podcast so far. I almost chucked the idea, actually. It was a fucking bitch to record all that vinyl because I'm self-taught and I don't do this very often because I don't make any money from it. So I had trouble with all the sound levels and recording levels and stuff. And finally I figured out what the fuck I was doing, and that's how I got that podcast out. Also a little bit more trouble to do this in Audacity rather than GarageBand and Audacity. But I'm going to give it another try. Episode number 20 is called Atypical Devo, and it's another Favorite 5 only show. I picked 5 of my favorite Devo songs that, to me, are not what you typically think Devo would sound like. They're in semi-random order, though I saved my favorite for last. First up, from Recombo DNA, we have I Saw Jesus. To me, this is a devolved song that would be sung at a revival meeting. I mean, consider this. Tammy Faye's dead, and I'm sure she's singing this song in heaven. One of the things I love about Recombo DNA is the fucking gems like this one. It's great to be able to peek inside the creative minds of Devo. It's sweet deep inside for fucking sure. I also love the vocoder in this. I'm a sucker for a few things. Noise sources and vocoders.
I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere. When I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner swimming in the stew. Jesus, he's everywhere. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. Jesus laying down by me. Ooh. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. And Jesus came into me. Jesus by the riverbed. Ooh. Jesus laid down by me. Jesus by the riverbed, that Jesus came into me. Now I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere.
Second, we have Mongoloid from Boogie Boys Basement CD A099, also known as the Techno Devo Show. This is a fucking brilliantly unorthodox arrangement of this song. I really used to loathe dance music back in my teenaged angsty grunge days, but you do get wiser as you get older, and I'm starting to embrace Devo's idea of dance music. Devo's dance music fucking rocks because Devo really knows how to write good songs. Good songwriters can handle writing in more than one genre. Third, we have Hubone Stomp, yet another bitchin' song from Boogie Boys Basement CD A001. According to the track listing, this song is from a Cleveland performance on May 28, 1977. I was going through the Terrible Twos at the time, and my husband was finishing up ninth grade. There's a sentiment in this song that also appears in the song That's What He Said. See if you can spot it if you don't know what it is already. The drums are very primal and a really fucking nice contrast with Mark's synth sounds. Fourth, from Smooth Noodle Maps, we have Pink Jazz Trancers. I love the bass in the song. This may end up appearing again in a podcast if I decide to do another Devo Dance Songs podcast. So far, I can't think of anything that I haven't played already, so I'm not going to redo that idea yet. Admittedly, I don't really have a fucking clue what the song is about, but I like it nonetheless. I mean, I can always guess at what it is, but interpretations are generally influenced by one's personal experiences. And as somebody who's trying to finish writing a book, it's nice to just kind of have your art speak for itself and speak to each person without having to slap labels on what everything means.
Pink Jazz Trancers.
Finally hit with
Pink Jazz Trancers.
Last, and certainly not least, because it is my favorite of this list, we have the first track from A001, Fräulein. This song was done live in Akron in 1974. If this gig happened after late June of that year, I was in utero at the time. It's a lot more raw and gritty than the other version that appears on the CD, and it's much different from the Hardcore 2 version. The first time I heard the song, I was fucking amazed that this was Devo. It's quickly become one of my favorite hardcore era songs because it has fucking scrumptious, just fucking scrumptious, delicious, heavenly bass lines and synth sounds that are an oral delight. I also love it because I find this song useful for practicing taekwondo blocks and kicks. A lot of Devo songs work very well for that purpose, as a matter of fact. Something about Devo's rhythm section works perfectly with the various moves I need to be able to perform correctly by instinct and without hesitation. Anywho, here's Fräulein.
This first piece is right in the book. It's called My Fräulein. Only half as good without the illustrations. Big time pumper. And I think you should buy the book. Get the big time pumper and My Fräulein. It speaks for itself, really. It just kind of describes a total system of symbiotic selfishness. Reciprocal suck, as Devo has called it in their propaganda tracks. And in that sense, it doesn't really advocate anything nor react to anything. It merely tells the truth. You got anything to say about that? Who's the author? We have the musical faction of the Devo, the Devolutionary Army, Bob Mothersbaugh, Jim Mothersbaugh, Electric Bongos, and Mark. I'll try this out. My Fräulein then told me when I was in two steps. She said I would pass them. Now I'm a big man, filling up bottles. Thank you. feel like a gas station attendant.
And there you have it, episode number 20 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Very special thanks, as always, go to my husband Kevin for his support. Muchísimas gracias also go to my friend Tim and Boogie Boys Basement for their contributions to this podcast. Next up, we have episode number 21, Devo Love Songs Part 3. It's another Favorite 5 only show, and I hope to get it out in early September, which is like next week. Sorry to keep you all waiting nearly a month for this show, but like I said last time, my free time isn't as plentiful as it used to be. But I hope the new single from Devo has made up for the lack of podcasts for most of this month. I, for one, love the new song, and it makes me want more. Let this song be an example of the fact that old songwriters don't die. They age like fine wine and put out brilliant stuff when you think they'd be out of sync. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com and download past episodes at luckynerd.com/Devo. Guest podcasts and ideas for future podcasts are always welcome. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you that no one wants an auto who threatens to lose it.